Tell me a little bit about the Nutcracker and the Mouse King. How did this all come together?
Okay, the Nutcracker and the Mouse King is a brand new musical. It was written this year, and we decided to create a musical for the actors in the troupe that we have. So as opposed to writing a show and then casting the show, we actually cast the show first and wrote each part for the people in our troupe, so they were really, like, catered to each actor that we have, which is new and different for me. I've never done a musical like that before. I don't know, it's kind of a wild version of the Nutcracker. It's so not the ballet, although there's a couple of winks and nods to the ballet and the novels here and there. It's a really modern take on the story.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit dark. It's a little bit funny. It's a little bit sad. It's a little bit demented. It has a lot of interesting things going for it.
So do you think this is a family production, or is this something different? Is this more
No, it's definitely family-friendly.
Okay.
There's plenty of, like, adult themes and grown-up humor, but it's totally kid-friendly.
Okay, how do you think it would appeal to a wide audience? Why do you think a lot of people will come see it during the holidays?
I think that if you love Christmas time and you love the spirit of Christmas, that you'll definitely love the Nutcracker. But at the same time, if you kind of don't like Christmas or you're a little cynical, you'd also like the Nutcracker, because there's some evil themes in there that, you know, people deal with at Christmas time. And I'm sure not everybody loves Christmas. Even if you do, you don't love it all the time. So
what's your favorite element of the production? Like, when you watch it in rehearsals and stuff, is there, like, one specific part or one element of the production that you're like, oh, I love this?
Gosh, there's a few. I love the idea of these sort of magical implications in our world. We've created two worlds. There's the world of Colossus, which is the world that the mice live in, and then there's the world of the Great Reach, which is the world that the humans live in.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sort of a minimalist troupe. We don't use a lot of sets or props or things like that. So we create these worlds by ideas. And I really like that there's kind of this, like, magical travel, and that dolls can walk around. I really like the magic in the story. I guess that would be the thing that gets me the most. Physically, I love some of the performers. They're just amazing. We have some incredibly talented people in the cast that really, really bring the characters and the story to life, which is super exciting to see as a lyricist director, you know?
Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about the cast? What makes them so special?
Yeah, definitely. We are a troupe of professional and semi-professional actors, which is kind of awesome. Everybody in this troupe does theater for the sheer joy of doing theater and the love of performing. So it's not like working in commercial theater where everybody gets a paycheck and it's a job. This is more of a hobby,
mm-hmm.
But it's still, everybody's held to a really high standard and the quality of theater is pretty high. So individually, the spectrum of performers is really wide. There are some people who do it professionally, and there are some people who do it just because they love it. And that's kind of a neat mix of people to have together. I think it sort of teaches both sides of the coin different things, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you a hypothetical here. How do you think you'd pitch this to someone who is, you know, walking past the theater with their family, and they see the, you know, the marquee or the title of the play somewhere, and they're like, and they're thinking about taking the family in, but they're not sure. How do you think you'd grab them and get them in the theater?
Oh, my God, we've been joking about this. I would say, this is so not your grandma's Nutcracker. you're going to go into this, and you're gonna see some wild makeup and some wild costumes and some really interesting ideas. I would tell them there's these awesome sword fighting scenes, and there's so much evil, and it's a really cynical evilness in the story, and I think that that's a lot of fun. And I think what kids really like is that the lead character is a young girl, but she's also a tomboy, and she's kind of different and sort of dealing with being different from everyone around her. And I think that that's sort of a good thing to hit home with kids, that parents would like always be yourself, dream and believe, sort of important long lessons and Christmas themes. I always tell people my favorite thing to look at are our mutant soldiers with these really funny half, like, camouflage toy soldiers, half, like, you know, princess doll or Raggedy Ann doll or clown doll, and they're sort of all Frankenstein together, and they form this mutant army of soldiers that come and attack all the good people. It's really kind of funny and demented. Not your grandma's nutcracker. Short answer. No sugar plum fairies in this one.